court battle over travel ban.
At times, it was contentious.
Senate debates attorney general pick.
He's the right man for the job.
His policies are too extreme for the Justice Department.
Louisiana tornadoes.
He said it was going to be bad, but I didn't know it was this bad.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a decision could come as soon as today from the federal appeals court that heard arguments over President Trump's travel ban on seven Muslim-majority countries. The CBS's Jan Crawford says audio from the arguments gave us all a rare chance to listen in.
Two of the three judges appeared skeptical of arguments presented by August Flinge, a Justice Department lawyer making the case on behalf of the government, who said the order is not a Muslim ban and does not discriminate based on race or religion.
Plaintiffs have submitted evidence that they suggest shows that that was the motivation.
On the other side, the lawyer for Washington and Minnesota, Noah Purcell, argued the ban does hurt their states and its residents and amounts to discrimination against Muslims.
The public statements from the president and his top advisors reflecting that intent are strong evidence.
But one judge pressed Purcell on how the temporary seven-nation ban discriminated against Muslims.
I have trouble understanding why we're supposed to infer religious animus when, in fact, the vast majority of Muslims would not be affected as residents of those nations.
The immigration was on the minds of some Democratic senators who voiced opposition in an all-night session to Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions, Connecticut's Chris Murphy.
He's been a leading voice in Congress arguing against immigration reform. In two decades in the Senate, Senator Sessions has opposed every single immigration bill that has included a pathway to citizenship.
Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton spoke up for the Alabama senator.
I'm sorry to see him say goodbye to this august body, but I'm confident he'll serve the American people well.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says one Democrat was dealt an unusual rebuke.
He says he will vigorously enforce the law. Give me a break.
Republicans voted to ban Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren from speaking about Sessions after she read from a 1986 letter about him, written by the widow of Martin Luther King Jr.
Mr. Sessions has used the awesome power of his office to chill the free exercise of the vote by black citizens.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cut her off.
The senator is impugning the motives and conduct of our colleague from Alabama.
Mr. President, I am surprised that the words of Coretta Scott King are not suitable for debate in the United States Senate.
The senator will take her seat.
That didn't sit well with Democrats, who said the rules were being imposed arbitrarily.
A Sessions confirmation vote could happen this evening. Now to southern Louisiana and the cleanup from yesterday's tornadoes that left dozens injured and millions in property damage. CBS's David Begnaud is covering.
A tornado that was at least an EF2 with winds of up to 135 miles per hour destroyed homes and knocked out power to thousands of people in the New Orleans area.
Went about 2 miles. It affected about an area that holds 5,000 properties.
New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu called the zigzagging tornado a catastrophe.
It's like an elephant stomping on your house.
As soon as I sat down, poof, the roof went up.
Cheryl McBride's house collapsed around her as she took cover in the bathtub.
This neighborhood flooded during Hurricane Katrina.
Correct.
I wonder what's more devastating for you, a flood or a tornado?
A tornado. You know, with a flood, you know it's coming. You have time to prepare and to evacuate. I had time to do nothing.
In Northern California, more stormy weather is expected in the San Francisco Bay Area, where heavy rain triggered rock and mudslides that have shut down roads and bridges and flooding that's invaded scores of homes.
All these trees just start snapping, and it just fell on the back of the house, and then it just was all downhill from there.
Some homeowners and motorists had to be rescued from high water. Overseas, Yemen is pushing back against any further American anti-terror missions in that country after the raid last month that left civilians and a Navy SEAL dead. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
The purpose of the raid was to gather intelligence to be used in future operations against Al-Qaeda in Yemen. But now that Yemen has withdrawn its permission, the future of those raids appears in doubt, and the first military operation personally approved by President Trump as commander-in-chief appears to have backfired.
In Somalia, the country's airport's been closed and major streets have been cleared. The security lockdown is a bid to prevent any terror attacks during today's presidential election. The developer of the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline expects to get the official go-ahead from the Army today to restart work to finish the project. CBS's Cammy McCormick says permission's been given to let the pipeline cross under a North Dakota reservoir.
The pipeline had been delayed after months of protests by Native American tribes and climate activists. The energy company needed a final permit to tunnel under a lake adjacent to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Reservation. The Army Corps had said it would conduct further environmental reviews. But days after being sworn in, President Trump issued an executive order directing the Corps to smooth the way to finishing the pipeline.
And the Army plans to cancel any additional environmental testing. In Toledo, Ohio, more than 50 former patients are suing the former director and owner of a closed clinic, claiming they were tricked into thinking they had Alzheimer's disease. Some spent years undergoing treatment. One patient committed suicide. Former NFL player and TV personality Mike Adamley says he has dementia. Adamley, who is 67, was a running back and later host of American Gladiators. He says tests indicate he suffers from the brain disease that's been linked to repeated blows to the head. Bad weather in Europe has resulted in a severe vegetable shortage and an online hashtag lettuce crisis. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Most of Northern Europe's winter vegetables come from balmy southern Spain, but that region's been hit by unprecedented flooding, frost, and snow. Result, continent-wide shortages of zucchini, eggplant, lettuce, celery, and broccoli, with some store shelves empty, others rationing supplies or raising prices some 400%. For consumers with a sense of entitlement about being able to buy vegetables all year round, it's been a chilling reminder that Mother Nature sometimes has the last word. Steve?
One of the stars of the original Battlestar Galactica movie and TV series has died.
Hang on, I'm kicking in my turbos to catch up with you.
Richard Hatch was 71 years old. Battles over money can often land couples in divorce court. Is your partner spending money without your knowledge? Happens a lot, says CBS's Allison Keyes.
A creditcards.com survey finds that 12 million Americans have hidden a bank account or credit card from their live-in spouse or partner. But the company's Matt Schultz says you'll regret it.
It's not just going to ruin your finances. It can ruin your relationship.
He says like most indiscretions, what starts out small tends to build, and you can begin by spending $25 without consulting your partner, but end up spending much more. That can hurt your accounts and your budget. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
A 9-year-old New Jersey boy, born female, who was at the center of the Boy Scouts of America decision last month to allow transgender members, has returned to his Cub Scout pack. Joe Maldonado was forced out last year, and his family sued. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.